Tikkun is a word that's become extremely popular in the Olam HaChassidus, in the Olam HaAvoda. What does that word mean? And how does it apply to us and our Avodas Hashem? We're going to, Be'ezer Hashem, start with the words of the Noyem Elimelech, then see how the Noyem Elimelech's context in Lomdus and in Halacha is also corroborated, and that sheds light even al pi chasidus in Avodas Hashem. And then Be'ezer Hashem see how the two strains of Avodas Hashem, what we're going to see is Kedushas Chala and Kedushas Truma, how that reflects and affects our lives. The Torah HaKadosha tells us in regards to the mitzvah of taking Chala, Bevayachem el ha'aretz, when you are brought, more specifically, the Noam HaMelech points out, to the aretz, to the land. Of course, in Chassidus, the land is not only the Eretz HaTachtoin of Eretz Yisrael, but it's the Eretz HaElyoin as well, the Olmei Olamos. The highest state of being is to be Zeicha, to be here in Artzeinu HaKadosha, and that corresponds to the Olmei Olyonos upstairs. Says the Noam Elimelech, V'ha'odom tzarech likadesh atzmai, and that pasuk in Parshas Shlach. Be'eretz ha'tachdoina, ad she'yovoi l'madregas eretz ha'olyoina. First you need to sanctify yourself in this world, says Noam Elimelech. Oz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Messiahoi lovoi l'mayla. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you and bring you into higher worlds. Vizesha Amar ki savayu el aretz. First, in a couple of parshios before in Parshas Shlach, it says, when you will come to Eretz Yisrael, Pirush, kishitifalu b'maseichem hakdoishim lovoi el aretz al yoin, if you work on yourself to bring yourself to higher places, Azai asher ani mevi eschem shama, then habol etayr misayin oisai. Those who attempt to do the tikkun, that we're going to discuss in a moment what that means, when a person attempts to do the tikkun, then I'll bring you to a place of ein soif v'tachlis. Ad kan divrei hakdoshim hanoyim elimelech. What the Noam Elimelech describes in regards to Afrosha Schala really embodies and exemplifies the prototype of what a tikkun is. The mitzvah of challah is for a person to take that which he's brought out of the ground, a person's parnasa, his chomrius, and he takes that and he sanctifies it. He realizes that that also has a propensity of kedusha, and kedusha there is the tikkun, is to rectify chet adam varishan va'mevin yavin, but also to rectify his kochi v'otzim yodi asaliyas achay lazeh, his natural inclination to say, it's me, it was I who accomplished. Bevayachem al aretz, you take that gilgul ha'isa, you take that dough, and you say, I'm going to separate it, fix it, be mesaken it, and give it kedusha. In contrast, we could add to what the Noam Elimelech says, when it comes to the mitzvah of Hafroshas Truma, which does not appear in Parshas Shlach, but appears in Parshas Korach, there the Loshon HaPasuk is not V'hoyo ba'achochem milechem ha'aretz, but rather there the Torah HaKadosha describes Kol chelev yitzar v'chol chelev dirosh v'dodan reishisem asheyitnu l'ashem l'chonisatim asheyitnu l'ashem. In contrast to challah, where the wheat that comes out of the ground does not have kedusha, but rather one needs to sanctify it with a tikkun, the fruits of Eretz Yisrael come out of the ground with an inherent kedusha. maybe we could argue that the hafrasha when it comes to truma is a response, not a herimu, not that you're being misakein, but the land of Eretz Yisrael and its fruits have an inherent kedusha, and the mitzvah of truma is for us to recognize it and to give it to the people who have the greatest kedusha in Klal Yisrael, and that's the kohanim who've dedicated their lives to a life of kedusha and tahara. Based on this, we could also explain a ritva in Nida and Dav Zayin. The ritva points out that when it comes to truma, the Mishnayos seem to be more vague in Zrayim of whether one needs to have the hafrasha for what's called minamukaf, that the item of the truma doesn't have to be directly connected to the truma itself. If the other fruits are in the room, that's enough to be matir the tevel. In contrast to when it comes to the mitzvah of challah, there it seems from the pasuk, and this is borne out in the Mishnayis and Perek Beis of challah, that it needs to be min hamukaf. It needs to be of close proximity. Based on the Noam Elimelech's observation and the contrast between Parsha Shlach and Parsha Skairach, we could be masbir that when it comes to the mitzvah of Hafrosh Aschala, there's a tikkun that's taking place. You're being misakein the tevel that has the klipas of koichi v'yotzim yodi asalias achayel azeh. Truma has no klipas. It comes from kedusha asaretz. That's not a tikkun. It's a reaction of kedusha asaretz. In contrast, to challah is a tikkun of that klipa of koichi v'yotzim yodi asalias achayel azeh, where man himself begins to become full of the bread of the land, giving himself the congratulatory perspective that it comes from him. And therefore comes along the Noam Elimelech and he teaches us, Bevayachem el Aretz. If a person has that ability to be metaher, those things that for most people are full of the I, and not a theo perspective, but a selfish perspective, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Habo l'tahir misayin asa. And that's what a tikkun is all about. Now Rabosai, these are beautiful yisodos. The difference between challah and truma is l'amita shel Torah, both in halacha, as well as in chasidus. But it also applies practically in our lives. There are two parts that we need to make a cheshbon of Kedusha about. And that is the part of challah, the cheshbon hatikun, and the ilah hakedusha. There are certain things that have an inherent Kedusha and we have to show appreciation for its Kedusha. And then there are certain parts in our lives that by nature, the materialism, the yetzer hara, the klipos shebo, are such that if we don't do a tikkun, then the odds are we're going to be mired in their materialism and not find the sanctity that Hasidus teaches us exists in every item. And so let's talk about this dialectic. Let's talk about these two things. There's challah, which is a person's parnasa. There HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Reishis arisoseichem, v'hoyo ba'achochem melechem ha'aretz, when you're going to eat and you're going to enjoy your avodas hakarka, your parnasa, tarimu sruma l'Hashem, you need to lift it up. You need to be misakin the entire challah. And that means through tzedakah, through other forms of kedushas ha'achila, a person needs to make a cheshbon. How is he going to raise up his achila, his shtia, his sleeping, his relationship with his wife and his family? All of those things require a tikkun. And Rabosai, I ask us, how are we doing that? How are we creating that tikkun? And then there's another bechina. Not everything in Chassidus is about a tikkun. There are other things that have just such a beautiful, pure Kedusha that all we have to do is not be misakein it, but show that we appreciate its Kedusha. Kedusha's HaTfilin. Kedusha's Sefer Torah. And the most important thing that I want to discuss with you today, and how beautiful is it to connect it to the Noam Elimelech, who, if anybody knows both the history of the Hasidus and the Teichin of the Sefer of the Noam Elimelech, knows that this is one of the most important themes of that beautiful Sefer and of that great Tzaddik. And that is the idea of showing and connecting ourselves, having the appropriate reverence and kesher to the Tzaddik. The Truma that comes from out of Eretz Yisrael, the fruits that bear Kedushas Haaretz, that Rav Kook says in Shemitah is entirely not ours, to the point that we can't even do Le'ukume Piri V'Amevin Yavin. That Kedushas HaPri, we also have Peros like that. We also have Bikurim like that. And those are our Tzaddikim and our Talmidei Chacham. But a person has to designate and show that they're connected to it, that they're elevated, that there's something elevated, that there's something called a human being who's raised himself in Kedusha and Tahara. In a world that emphasizes rationality, and there are beautiful things that emerge from that, are we connected to a Tzaddik and a Talmud Chacham? Are we taking our children and exposing them to pure Kedusha? Or are we always focusing on tikkun? When we begin to be mechaber to a tzaddik, when we begin to be mechaber to the purity of Kedushas HaTorah, then a person does not need an actual tikkun, but the tikkun happens memela. It's not a case of abol l'tar misayinoso through a tikkun, but rather the chibur itself teaches us the Noam Elimelech, creates the tahara. When a person shows that Eretz Yisrael's Paris are different, when a person shows that Kedushas HaTorah is different, so then in such a case, that Chibur brings him to a place that is Le'elo Le'elo. Rabbeisai, think about this metaphor of Challah and Truma. Think about the words of the Noam Elimelech, B'voyachem al Aretz, Habol Letar Misayinoso. And think about this duality. The need for tikkun in the Olam HaTachton, and yet in the Olam HaTachton there are some things that all one needs to do is show that they're Kadosh. But it requires a designation. It requires a search. Through the quagmire of this world, through the confusion of the headlines, there still are tzaddikim nistarim. There still is a place which is purely Kadosh. There are people and their mekomos hakdoshim. Beis Hashem, we should be zeicha to be mechaber to the Olam HaTzadikim and the Olam HaTikunim.